the mic.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Lisa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
Good morning. I'm Miranda.
And I'm Rachel.
And you're listening to The Faith We Sing on KHDX FM Conway, Arkansas.
So in honor of Black History Month, today Miranda and I would like to explore themes of microaggressions, oppression, and freedom through music, scripture, and popular media. To start, Black Panther was released February 16th. And while I honestly haven't stopped colleging long enough to go and watch it, I've heard just about every review, from great action movie and nothing else to a groundbreaking celebration of Black culture, all from the Black community. And so recently, I ran across an article about what Black Panther means for Christians, and it suggests that Black Panther could be a starting point for American evangelicals in dialogue and reflection as they increasingly address concerns about diversity, reconciliation, and representation in their churches and church at large. The bigger Black story reflected in Black Panther also leads us to ask how that narrative challenges, affirms, or ignores elements of the Christian story. And Black Panther does have something to say about the Black diaspora that is directly relevant to the church and its mission. At the heart of the film lies this the question of, what are those with resources going to do about Black suffering in the world? The film gives three possible responses. The first being violent Black nationalism, isolationist Black nationalism, and an engaged nationalism that addresses the rest of the world. And the author of this article says that we must remember that Black people need the bread of life and actual bread and actual jobs that give them the dignity of providing bread for their loved ones. And the article goes on to point out that in a telling encounter, T'Chaka, who is one of the characters in the movie, tells his son that it's hard for a good man to be king. We know that it's only the truly good man who can be king, and this story of kingship is big enough to encompass a real acknowledgement of our sins, individual and corporate, present and historic, along with real hope for reconciliation.
Wow. Can we just pause and reflect on all of those thoughts? A lot to think about concerning this movie and concerning society today. And your points really make that clear, Rachel. Thank you for sharing. So if you have any thoughts or questions about this article, feel free to call us at 501-450-1312 or text Rachel or Miranda. We're here and ready to discuss. So Rachel has picked sort of a song that might hint on some of these aspects. And so here's "There's a Leak in This Old Building."
There's a leak in this old building, and my soul
I
keeps on sinking, y'all, and my soul.
So that was one of my favorite songs growing up. It was just, I really liked the musicality of it and the voices. But the more I listen to it, I feel like it says a lot about like this experience on Earth. One of my favorite lines is when it says there's a leak or this building's leaning. And I feel like some of those leaks and some of those places that we fall through the cracks is in the way that we treat different people in our communities and the social justice and when we're treating people on a personal level, sometimes there's some I'm thinking about higher up institutionally, we treat people, we have a method of how we want to treat people on a independent level, but
yeah,
sometimes where we fall through the cracks is institutionally and making right. sure that that's happening from the top down. So that's what that song's kind of reminding me of today, so I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Which I think that leads us straight into sort of our next theme of the hour. And so today Rachel and I have selected three biblical passages as well as some songs that we think go with the theme of each passage to talk about race, which kind of goes into racial criticisms when you're thinking about biblical text and analysis. So we look forward to dissecting some of those. And the first one we have is Jesus talking to the woman at the well, which is a familiar story. But one of the themes that we see in John is that Jesus intentionally walks to Samaria to teach there, even though most Jews would have avoided the people there. And so when we think about this story and we think about Jesus's intentionality to reach out to the people who are ignored, the people who are oppressed, the minorities of society, the people who are left out and that we automatically judge in the world, Jesus calls us to pay attention to these people and challenge us to go to those places and tend and welcome and include everyone. So that being the first theme, we have a few songs ready for you. So you're listening to The Faith We Sing on KHDX FM Conway, Arkansas.
Come, Lord Jesus, come. time since you felt peace in the valley you made where you're not meant to be, where the shame throws shadows on you. But don't you forget that you're headed to more, but you settle for less. Don't buy the lie, it's as good as it gets. The same feet that left you lost and alone are the very same feet that'll bring you back home. Wherever you are, whatever you did, it's a page in your book, but it isn't the end. Your father will meet you with arms open wide. This is where your home belongs. Come running like a prodigal.
Made you flawless.
You're listening to The Faith We Sing on KHDX FM Conway, Arkansas.
A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer a word, so his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, it is, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed at that moment. Matthew 15:21-28.
This is a great passage that really does show the incredible faith that the Canaanite woman has. And so we can admire it for that. And also, many scholars have studied this passage and done racial analysis and criticism to the passage and are brave enough to critique the words that Jesus says to the Canaanite woman. So the word that Jesus uses in verse 26 is often viewed as derogatory and a pretty mean word. So in this way, when it comes to race issues in society today, can we challenge ourselves to, like one of our professors says, do even better than Jesus and avoid using derogatory terms? You're listening to The Faith We Sing on KHDX FM Conway. If you have any thoughts, questions, concerns, etc., feel free to text Rachel or I or call our booth at 501-450-1312.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no weapon formed against me shall
no weapon formed against me. all the snares set by your enemies. If you believe it, say you. There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one. Although they've set a snare, a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
There just ain't one.
Oh, it won't.
There just ain't one.
I don't At 20 years of age, I'm still looking for a dream. A war's already waged for my destiny. But you've already won the battle, and you've got great plans for me. Though I can't always see, 'cause I got a couple dents in my fender, got a couple rips in my jeans. Try to fit the pieces together, but perfection is just a girl. I thought I had it figured out. See, my life would turn out right, and I'd make it here somehow. But things don't always come that easy, and sometimes I would doubt. Oh, 'cause I got a couple dents in my fender, got a couple rips in my jeans. Try to fit the pieces together, but perfection. Sometimes I believe that I can do anything, yet other times I think I've got nothing good to bring. But you look at my heart and you tell me that I've got all you see, girl. And it's easy to believe, even though I got a couple dents in my fender, got a couple rips in my jeans. Try to fit the pieces together, but perfection is my enemy, and on my own I'm so clumsy, but on your shoulders I can see. I got a couple dents in my fender, got a couple rips in my jeans. Try to fit the pieces together, but perfection is
so the next scripture passage we have up is the Exodus narrative from the Old Testament, and it's been used as a passage in an introduction to liberation theology. If you're familiar with the story of Moses, you might recall that Moses wants the Israelites to be free from Pharaoh. Historically, the Exodus passage has been given an American motif in which the African-American community, like the Israelites, want to be freed from the powers and oppression of white supremacy.
So with all of that being said, we notice a lot of those themes in today's society, but it's also been given a kind of a critique. So share your thoughts with us. Do you think that still viewing the Exodus narrative as a liberative passage within the Black community is valid and should be used, or could it be doing more harm than good? These next songs are we've got quite a bit of variety, and so use that to reflect, and feel free to call or text. The number is 501-450-1312. And you're listening to The Faith We Sing on KHDX FM, Conway, Arkansas.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power. Come on. In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. Come on, say to
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There is power. In the name of Jesus, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
You have chosen me. Your love has to your family. Your blood flows through my veins.
We just wanted to throw out a few reminders this week. Check out the GainArkansas.com events. They might be in your local area, so check those out. There's Multi-Faith Mondays, Worldview Wednesdays, Scriptural Reasoning, and Multi-Faith Fridays. So if any of those sound interesting, we try to be the welcoming community that Jesus challenges us to be in whatever way that is.
So don't forget, you're listening to KHDX FM Conway, Arkansas. And we're going to close it out with a song called Waiting for the Light to Shine.
So if you're familiar with the Broadway musical Big River, enjoy this one.
All right, I'll go to hell. I'll take up wickedness again, which is my line, being brought up to it. And for a starter, I'll steal Jim out of slavery again. And if I can think of something worse, I'll do that too. Cause as long as I'm in and in for good, I might as well go whole hog. I have lived an undirected life, a cloudy way. I know the only way I knew. So the things I've done, in fact each and every one, are the way that I was taught to run. I am waiting for the light to shine. I'm waiting for the light to shine. I have lived in the darkness for so long. I am waiting for the light to shine. Far beyond horizons I have seen, beyond the I've been, beyond the dreams I dream, are the things I've done, in fact each and every one, are the way that I was taught to run. I am waiting for the light to shine. I'm waiting for the light to shine. I have lived in the darkness for so long. I am waiting. To shine. I have lived in the darkness for so long. I am waiting for the light.
Oh!